and upgrading the finest submarines and surface combatants in the Navy fleet. General Dynamics, strength on your side.
The Naval Academy Athletic Association boasts one of the broadest intercollegiate athletic programs in the nation, with midshipmen competing in 32 varsity sports. Navy successes in each of these sports has been well prodigal, and the roll call of varsity end winners includes Super Bowl quarterback Roger Staubach, Olympic Dream Teamer David Robinson, and the first American in space, Alan Shepard. Join the team behind these great midshipmen student athletes, the Naval Academy Athletic Association. Call 1-800-US-4-NAVY or log on to NavySports.com.
Whether you're Irish-born, bred, or Irish in spirit, you'll want to join in this year-long celebration of Ireland, its people, and everything Irish. 2013 is the year of the gathering, when Ireland invites the world to join in celebrating its music, culture, festivals, fun, and lots more. Don't miss this opportunity to experience Ireland like never before, or organize your own gathering. For more information, visit thegatheringireland.com.
Around the corner can be a physical place or a state of mind. BB&T is there, firmly rooted in our community. For more than 135 years, we've been sharing financial knowledge with our clients, our neighbors, our friends, and that's how you can bank today. More informed and more confident in your decisions so you can move in a brighter financial direction. BB&T, sharing knowledge for a brighter direction.
Member FDIC.
The men and women of the Boeing Company are proud to be a sponsor of U.S. Naval Academy football and proud to support the Naval Academy's commitment to engineering excellence and to developing leaders of character for our nation and the world. Go Navy!
Before the coffee brews, before the kids jump on your bed, before your neighbor leaves for work, you've already put in a full day. That's why we built you the Chevy Silverado. It offers an available Vortex 6.2-liter V8 engine and 417 pounds per foot of torque that get the job done. Even after the coffee's gone, after the kids have gone to bed, after your neighbor's back home from work. Chevy Silverado, the most dependable, longest-lasting full-size pickups on the road. More hard-working ways. Chevy runs deep.
Take advantage of the best military discount from any car company. With the GM Military Discount, active duty members, reserves, and retirees, including their spouses of the U.S. Air Force, Army, Navy, Marines, National Guard, and Coast Guard, can save big on most 2012 Chevrolet and General Motors vehicles. Get your go code at GMMilitaryDiscount.com. Dependability based on longevity 1981 through July 2010 full-size pickup registrations. See your local Chevrolet dealer.
Get ready for fall driving at CarQuest Auto Parts. A gallon of Valvoline conventional motor oil starts at just $13.99 after mail-in rebate. Premium washer fluid provides greater visibility. Get 2 gallons of Rain-X washer fluid for just $5 after mail-in rebate. Product selection may vary by location. Did you know that 1 out of every 4 vehicles needs a new battery? CarQuest offers a complete selection. See store for details now through October 27th at participating CarQuest Auto Parts locations.
General Dynamics has been the Navy's partner for more than 100 years, designing, building, maintaining, and upgrading the finest submarines and surface combatants in the Navy fleet. General Dynamics, strength on your side.
The Naval Academy Athletic Association boasts one of the broadest intercollegiate athletic programs in the nation, with midshipmen competing in 32 varsity sports. Navy successes in each of these sports has been well prodigal, and the roll call of varsity end winners includes Super Bowl quarterback Roger Staubach, Olympic Dream Teamer David Robinson, and the first American in space, Alan Shepard. Join the team behind these great midshipmen student athletes, the Naval Academy Athletic Association. Call 1-800-US-4-NAVY or log on to NavySports.com.
Whether you're Irish-born, bred, or Irish in spirit, you'll want to join in this year-long celebration of Ireland, its people, and everything Irish. 2013 is the year of the gathering, when Ireland invites the world to join in celebrating its music, culture, festivals, fun, and lots more. Don't miss this opportunity to experience Ireland like never before, or organize your own gathering. For more information, visit thegatheringireland.com.
Around the corner can be a physical place or a state of mind.
Federal News Radio, the radio home of Navy athletics.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWT FM HD2 Manassas, WTOP FM HD2 Washington, WBQH Silver Spring.
General Dynamics has been the Navy's partner for more than 100 years, designing, building.
Coverage teams, if your kicker, which he thinks can kick it through the end zone, if you're starting at the 25-yard line, it gives your defense a much better chance at starting position and keeping the team pinned back as well.
For the record, our referee today out of the Big East is John McDay. And as Pete noted, the kickoff this season will originate from the 35 instead of the 30-yard line, Omar Nelson. Another factor, though, for teams on kick coverage, you cannot line up more than 5 yards behind the ball. So you'll have less of a head start, if you will, to get downfield in covering kicks. Beyond that, touchbacks from kickoffs will result in the ball for the offense at the 25-yard line, while touchbacks resulting from other plays, interceptions and such, will put the offense at the 20-yard line.
You want to encourage teams to try to get in zone, and we understand the whole reason. The high-speed impact collisions on kickoff and kickoff coverage teams. But one thing from a football standpoint, Navy has really not had a good kickoff coverage team in the past. So therefore, it does benefit Navy because teams, a lot of times, would start at Navy's on their 35 or even further. So you said it. Navy's needs to get that kicker to put the ball in the end zone.
And remember, too, Bob, on the onside kick situations now, where you used to see people try to get that high bouncing kick, you're not going to see anybody really doing that because the receivers now are treated like wide receivers and defenseless receivers. Yet they can fair catch the ball even off that big bounce. You can't go running down. As Kenny said, you can't crush the guys on the front line for the other team now as they try to field the ball.
Today, the kickoff specialist for the midshipmen will be sophomore Colin Amaro. But kickoffs weren't necessarily the biggest problem for Navy special teams unit last year. Placements were. The Mids missed 9 kicks, 5 field goal tries, 4 extra point attempts. On 2 other occasions, they never got off a kick because of either a bad snap or a mishandled snap. Nick Sloan, a freshman from San Diego, will kick today for the midshipmen. First cleat place kicker for the Mids since 1996, Tim Shoopsta. He won the job in a wide-open competition. 6 guys went at it all preseason. Really, they had a 3-week kickoff, if you will. Nick Sloan is the starter, and the Mids brought another place kicker with them today, yet another freshman, Austin Gravy, just in case.
And that tells me that Kenny and his coaching staff is not going to give any of the kickers that big of a leash. If you miss early, you're probably not going to get an opportunity to go back in the game and attempt another one if they have somebody else on the bench. But last year showed, if you're not sound in the kicking game, a lot of coaches said, a lot of people ignored, the third phase of a football game, the kicking game, you're not sound, it can cost you points, and if you don't score points, you lose games.
And even in last year's game, as one-sided as it turned out to be, 56-14 Notre Dame winning, let's remember the game started with a drive by the Mids into Irish territory and a missed field goal by Navy, setting an ominous tone.
Well, Kenny had talked about it. I mean, Grebe, the youngster out of Stafford, Virginia, very high-level high school kicker, a guy with a lot of acclaim for being a place kicker. But as Kenny and them said, we watched in the first scrimmage, Omar, 6 guys run out there and basically went 6 for 30 in that very first scrimmage at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium. But as camp continued on, Coach Niumatalolo, Steve Johns, who helps in the kicking game, every time they turned around in each competition, the most consistent guy was Sloan. Kenny said every time he turned around, it was Sloan, Sloan, Sloan. So Nick Sloan earned the kicking opportunity here today, watching him warm up, hit balls comfortably from inside 48 yards. So, you know, hopefully the Mids, if they give him an opportunity, do it much shorter than that here today.
Steve Johns is the assistant coach for the Mids, who oversees the place kickers. And one of the concerns he had coming over to Dublin before the Mids left Annapolis were the conditions because of the wind inside the stadium. It's a very interesting structure in that we have a lot of glass, if you will, that surrounds us. There is a hole in the stadium, but the wind seems to come in from the southwest and tend to swirl around inside this stadium. He was concerned about the wind today and how kicks would play here.
Well, fortunately, right now, there isn't a whole lot of that as you look at the thing. But the flags at top, but the one end of the stadium, as you mentioned, Bob, the roof and that glass roof dips down a la RFK Stadium at one end, and at the other end, we have a much higher roof here. So as we're looking at it, people are watching it on TV. Kicking to the right probably won't have as much of a factor, but kicking to the left, if the wind does pop up, could be.
The Mets today are in their home uniforms, the navy blue jerseys with the white numerals and lettering outlined in gold, gold helmets with the gold pants. Fighting Irish are wearing their shiny gold helmets with the white jerseys, blue numerals, as well as the gold pants. And today, Notre Dame brings out flags designed like the Irish flag, green, white, and orange. And for Notre Dame, a guy who's fast in any pair of shoes, George Atkins III, who last year returned two kickoffs for touchdowns, a 96-yarder against USC, and an 89-yarder versus Michigan State.
And even though we went through all the new rules about the ball moving up, Atkins catches that ball in the field of play. If he better catch it with his heels in the back end zone, he's going to bring it out. He's not going to stay in that end zone.
Last year, returned to kick 58 yards, by the way, against the Mids in South Bend. He's a guy with outstanding speed, to say the least. At the Big East Outdoor Track and Field Championships in a preliminary heat, he had a personal best of 10.36 in the 100-meter dash for the Fighting Irish. Today, of course, the Mids are hoping they don't see him in a 100-yard dash, which brings up another interesting point about the logistics for this game. One of the main jobs of Rob Dunn, the assistant AD, is Navy's point man on this project early on, was to make sure that the field was marked in yards, not meters. And again, for the midshipman, Colin Amaro has it teed up to our left on the near hash. And Atkinson to our right is the deep man for the Fighting Irish on the near hash mark of the one. And the kick is a line drive sailing end over end to Atkinson, who sees the ball clear the end zone and short hop the goalpost. And Notre Dame will begin from the 25, operating right to left in a first quarter being brought to you by Boeing. Proud sponsor midshipman, and by Navy Mutual Aid Association, insuring military members since 1879.
It was not a great kick. Atkinson just misjudged it. It was actually a low kick. If he catches that ball cleanly, he probably gets at about the goal line. And since the ball did not go high, he'd had a lot of room to run. But he didn't judge it correctly. Backed him in the end zone. Good for Navy to start this game off.
And without Sierra Wood, a 1,000-yard rusher from a year ago, it is Atkinson, the lone setback, with Golston, the redshirt freshman, to start under center. Receiver moves right to left in motion. In fact, an H-back left, Eifert. And Golston hands it off to Atkinson with a clear running reign across the left side beyond the 30-yard line and dropped after an 11-yard pickup out to the 36. No mid within 5 yards of him at the line of scrimmage.
Nice misdirection. They sent blockers the other way. They sent a tight end the other way. Brought Eifert back this side. Isolation blocking. Atkinson able to get into the secondary before Paris Gaines can bring him down after a gain of 11.
Gaines, a sophomore who started 5 games as a freshman last year and had 7 tackles at Notre Dame. And the Irish again with a first down rush of 11 off that first carry. Now a smoke screen to the near side for Eifert. He's hit at the 39 and drives forward across the 40. Dropped by Brian French, the inside linebacker for the Mids, with a pickup of 6 yards out to the 42. Notre Dame loves that play, simply flaring out a pass in the flat to either Eifert, who last year led all FBS tight ends in receptions and receiving yards, or any of a number of receivers.
And if the corners give up that much room, Paris Gaines, they're just going to throw that smoke screen until Navy's corners move up.
Eifert now part of a 2 tight end set. He's on the left side, 1 receiver, a flanker left, 1 right, and a handoff up the middle with the run across the 45, pushing the pile to near midfield. First carry of the day for Theo Riddick, former wide receiver, back at running back, his original position as well for Notre Dame.
And Reddick's happy to be back at running back. One thing when a new coach comes in like Kelly, you move players around to try to fit your system. And then eventually, if you've been there long enough, you kind of get the chance to go back to what your original position is as they get more guys in the program.
Right now, in the first drive of this game, as brief as it's been, the Irish clearly controlling the line of scrimmage. In motion, right to left, a receiver now lines up, part of a twin set left, a hand up on a stretch to the left side, and Riddick is upended in the backfield, and a diving drive French takes him down after a pickup of one.
And that's what they do side to side, because with French, an inside linebacker, in Ward, they're fast enough to jump those gaps in the zone blocking and get to the running back before they square their shoulders. The problem is when Notre Dame just goes between the tackles, they drive block, they're not able to use their quickness. Side-to-side plays is what Navy wants on defense.
So a second down and 8.5 for the Fighting Irish from the shotgun set. Golson has Riddick, who now motions to the near side, takes the snap and swings the screen. A pass to the right side for Jones, who spins across the 40-yard line and runs it for a first down for the Irish. Plenty of yards after the catch, of course, for the Navy 37-yard line. There are bits collaborating on the stop, among them James Britton, a sophomore safety.
And everything's quick. Passing game's quick. First-time starter, Golson. You know he's impressed Kelly a lot in practice, but he wants to slowly get him into the game. Anytime you start off 2-2, the confidence is growing. Don't be surprised later in the game if they start to attack deep.
And there's no pressure, literally or figuratively, on those types of throws. Jones with his 60-second career catch. Tight end Eifert motions left to right. Now he'll reverse direction with a single setback for Notre Dame. Golson off a play fake. Waggles to his right, look to throw on the move, and he's going downfield and right through the hands of a wide-open receiver for Notre Dame. Ball should have been caught by a sophomore tight end, Ben Poyak, for big yardage.
The waggle was there. We talked about Golson moving around a little bit. But that time, Poyak was open in the middle, made the right read, put the ball there. No midshipman around. Didn't catch the ball. Break for the midshipman, because now Notre Dame, this is the first time that the down and distance has not been in their favor, even though the game's early. First time they've been in this situation.
And again, Golson outdueled veteran Andrew Hendricks in the offseason to win the starter's job today with Tommy Reese, coming off 16 straight starts suspended for an off-the-field incident and arrest back in May for Notre Dame. Second and 10 for the Irish on the game's first drive. A handoff to Riddick, cuts it back inside right side, runs out of a tackle, cut back right across the 30, and he's upended by a diving midshipman coming up to make the tackle for Navy cornerback Jonathan Webb, but able to weave his way close to a first down, if not to a first down for the Fighting Irish. Another big gain out of the backfield.
It's just nice running, keeping your feet moving, getting low, and that's what you want out of your running back. But for the midshipman defensively, you got to get the ball carried down on first contact. That should have been a 3 or 4 yard gain, and now Notre Dame's in third and inches.
Riddick stays on, lone setback, hands on knees. Third and inches with Golson under center. Two tight ends stacked off the left side. Handoff from Golson to Riddick. Stutter step behind the line and then inching forward with a plunge for a first down across the 25 to the 24-yard line. Gaines got into the backfield for the mids, but nonetheless, Notre Dame able to convert on the game's opening drive.
Make him work. Make him snap the ball. Make it hard for him, even though the...
Federal News Radio, the radio home of Navy athletics.
Before the coffee brews, before the kids jump on your bed, before your neighbor leaves for work, you've already put in a full day. That's why we built you the Chevy Silverado. It offers an available Vortex 6.2-liter V8 engine and 417 pounds per foot of torque that get the job done. Even after the coffee's gone, after the kids have gone to bed, after your neighbor's back home from work. Chevy Silverado, the most dependable, longest-lasting full-size pickups on the road. More hard-working ways. Chevy runs deep.
Take advantage of the best military discount from any car company. With the GM Military Discount, active duty members, reserves, and retirees, including their spouses of the U.S. Air Force, Army, Navy, Marines, National Guard, and Coast Guard, can save big on most 2012 Chevrolet and General Motors vehicles. Get your go code at GMMilitaryDiscount.com. Dependability based on longevity 1981 through July 2010 full-size pickup registrations. See your local Chevrolet dealer.
Get ready for fall driving at CarQuest Auto Parts. A gallon of Valvoline conventional motor oil starts at just $13.99 after mail-in rebate. Premium washer fluid provides greater visibility. Get 2 gallons of Rain-X washer fluid for just $5 after mail-in rebate. Product selection may vary by location. Did you know that 1 out of every 4 vehicles needs a new battery? CarQuest offers a complete selection. See store for details now through October 27th at participating CarQuest Auto Parts locations.
Federal News Radio, the radio home of Navy athletics.
Their mission? Defend our country from points all over the globe, 24/7, 365 days a year. They are the men and women of the United States military. Our mission? Support the finest fighting force in the world by providing them with advanced technology, training, and logistics. Wherever, whenever. Lockheed Martin. 100 years of accelerating tomorrow.
tips on conserving energy and water. Browse our online store, where you can shop for hundreds of energy-saving products like weather stripping, pipe insulation, water heater blankets, and more. So visit the Energy Saving Center at bgehome.com today and discover how you can save money by making your home more energy efficient. Visit bgehome.com. BGE Home is not the same company as BGE, a regulated utility.
Hey, man, here, have a Coke Zero. I don't watch the game without it.
Okay.
With Coke Zero, I can have real Coke taste and zero calories. If they can do that, then what else is possible?
How about a quarterback who throws touchdown passes
and then catches them himself in the end zone?
He throws it deep. Wait, he catches his own pass. Touchdown. Weird.
Like cheerleaders who cheer
and deliver sandwiches.
Someone wanted sandwiches.
I love your sandwiches.
Coke Zero. Real Coke taste and zero calories. Enjoy everything.
Federal News Radio, the radio home of Navy athletics.
Opening drive of the season opener between the Mids and the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame in this Emerald Isle Classic, and the Irish spend a timeout prior to a second and 18 from the Navy 32-yard line. Out of the shotgun set out, Britt Golston, the freshman quarterback. A redshirt takes the direct feed, swings the screen near side for Theo Riddick. Running room across the 30, gallops past the 25, spins off a hit, and he's dropped at the 22-yard line. Parrish Gaines there for the Mitch. Ferguson coming over as well from safety. And with that pickup, the Irish now face a third and 6.
But you can see Brian Kelly is being patient. Take a big sack on first down, go with a screen pass, a safe pass to get you in third manageable. But Navy was prepared. Reddick just did a good job in open field running.
Irish last year in an 8-5 record got off to great starts, outscoring the opposition by 61 points in the opening quarter, had a 14-0 lead by the end of the first against the Moose. Now it's a third, and I'll make it 7-plus for Notre Dame, with goals in audibilizing from the shotgun formation. It's an empty backfield, two receivers right and left, and off a low snap, he's able to gather it in, flush from the pocket, runs left with a flag on the play, across the 20, angling out of bounds at the 16-yard line, but it looks like a hold on that play with Chris Watt, the left guard, trying to pass protect for Everett Golson, again escaping from the pocket.
Personal foul, legal hand to the face, number 44 to defense.
Check that. Obi Kuzoma, sophomore for the Mids, a converted fullback to linebacker. Culprit on a personal foul and a first down for Notre Dame.
And I thought it was a holding also, Bob, with the time that the flag was thrown, the Golson broke the pocket. And you know, we did legal hands to the face. Referees probably saw something. You know, that's one of those flags where they actually, they see it, they think about it before they throw it because they understand the down in the distance. But it gives Notre Dame a first down and keeps their drive alive.
He's a guy who was on the field in game action last year for only a couple of plays for the Mids. And now for the Irish, a first and 10 just outside the 10. Flanker left, Eifert motions from right to left and then reverses direction. Riddick, the lone setback, deep in the backfield, takes a handoff, runs it left side, across the 5, diving to the end zone. Touchdown, Notre Dame.
And the success Notre Dame had running the ball was between the tackles. When Notre Dame, that one play, tried to go outside, Navy was able to pursue with their speed. I expect Notre Dame to continue to run between the tackles, and if that's the case, the cornerbacks have to come in and squeeze fast because you're the only unblocked player, and you can make a tackle in the backfield, but you got to come in screaming fast. That
Riddick,
time, wasn't able to.
With his 7th career touchdown, his first rushing the ball. On for the point after, try Nick Tau. Swings the right leg, kick airborne to the uprights, and it's no good. He missed it off to the right. So the Irish strike first, a drive prolonged by penalty and as well preserved on a sack that otherwise, in most circumstances, would have caused a fumble. Irish able to hold on, convert, eventually take the early lead over the Mids with 9:12 to go in the first. Now a word from our local affiliates on the Navy Football Network.
Before the coffee brews, before the kids jump on your bed, before your neighbor leaves for work, you've already put in a full day. That's why we built you the Chevy Silverado. It offers an available Vortex 6.2-liter V8 engine and 417 pounds per foot of torque that get the job done. Even after the coffee's gone, after the kids have gone to bed, after your neighbor's back home from work. Chevy Silverado, the most dependable, longest-lasting full-size pickups on the road. More hardworking ways. Chevy runs deep.
Take advantage of the best military discount from any car company with the GM Military Discount, active duty members, reserves, and retirees, including their spouses of the U.S. Air Force, Army, Navy, Marines, National Guard, and Coast Guard can save big on most 2012 Chevrolet and General Motors vehicles. Get your go code at GMMilitaryDiscount.com. Dependability based on longevity 1981 through July 2010 full-size pickup registrations. See your local Chevrolet dealer.
Get ready for fall driving at CarQuest Auto Parts. A gallon of Valvoline conventional motor oil starts at just $13.99 after mail-in rebate. Premium washer fluid provides greater visibility. Get 2 gallons of Rain-X washer fluid for just $5 after mail-in rebate. Product selection may vary by location. Did you know that 1 out of every 4 vehicles needs a new battery? CarQuest offers a complete selection. See store for details now through October 27th at participating CarQuest Auto Parts locations.
Federal News Radio, the radio home of Navy athletics.
Here in Dublin, Bob Sosie with Omar Nelson and Pete Metters. A year ago, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish committed 8 turnovers in the opposition's red zone. In Notre Dame's 5 losses, they were negative 13 in the turnover margin. Well, today, Notre Dame could have incurred another turnover on the first drive on a sack of Everett Golson, untouched, hit from the blind side by Keegan Wetzel. He held on, and later a penalty by Navy with a personal foul helped to prolong the drive. And so the Irish convert 11 plays, 75 yards, 5:48 time of possession, 11-yard run by Theo Riddick, and a 6-0 lead with a point after try, wide right. But Omar will go back to that play on a sack by Wetzel and a great save by Golson.
When coaches great take, players get pluses. Sometimes they get double pluses, and even sometimes they might get 3 pluses, depending on the coach, the grade system for that staff. Golson on that sack should get a triple plus or a double plus because the momentum that he kept with his team by not turning it over, that ball should have been, he should have fumbled that ball. He has huge hands to wrap around the ball, or he just was able to just hold it and tuck it in fastly. But that should have been a fumble, but Notre Dame kept the ball and ended up getting the 6 points.
But the key, too, is the fact that the mids can't take advantage of the negative play that they get on defense because, again, the penalty bails Notre Dame out in that situation, as Ken Niumatalolo talked about. The attention to detail that wasn't there last year bites them on that drive right there.
And I agree, Pete. You know, you don't want to get the hands in the face and things like that, but those are aggressive penalties. They do happen sometimes. I'm sure they review the tape. They will be disappointed. But aggressive penalties like that, trying to go after the quarterback, they do happen sometimes.
Whatever the means for Notre Dame, the end, of course, was a touchdown, converting that third down. And for the mids, it's an all-too-familiar reminder of a problem last year on defense, one of many, the inability to get teams off the field, often on third and long. They were 117th with the midshipmen last year in third-down defense.
And Notre Dame last year, 7-for-7 in the red zone against Navy. So today, off to a perfect start here on their first drive.
In fact, for Notre Dame last year against the mids, 7 rushing touchdowns for the Fighting Irish in that lopsided win. Most rushing TDs for Notre Dame since 1992. Now, Brinza sends a low-line drive, hopping off the turf, fielded by an up man for the mids to run across the 25-yard line, reach the 30, get stood up, and swarmed under at the 32-yard line. The ball seemingly came free initially based on some of the extracurricular activity, but Evan Paulele able to return it for the mids. Again, out across the 30-yard line. So pretty good field position for Notre Dame. I mean, rather for the midshipmen. In fact, at the 33 on that kickoff the turf.
And we talked so much about the kicking game, and both kickoff cover teams not able to really look successful at it.
Now the mids in their ace formation with Trey Miller in his second career start. Second, in fact, against Notre Dame. With an inside fake and a pitch left for Darius Dayton. Runs it to the left side to turn the corner. Sheds a tackle down the far side with a first down rush and a dive to the 45-yard line. Darius Dayton on a run for 12. Able to get outside the safety, Zeke Mata.
And you like the way Dayton accelerated once he caught the ball. Miller doing a good job coming off the ride with the fullback, pitching out there. Dayton one-on-one situation. He wins the battle, able to pick up a good amount of yardage. Pick up the first down.
Under 9 minutes to go in this opening quarter of play. 6-0 lead for Notre Dame, but the mids again on their first play pick up a first down. Ball on the far hash, left hash. Inside fake by Miller. Turns upfield and runs it to midfield. Drop from behind. For Notre Dame, coming up on the stop, linebacker Dan Fox.
You like the tempo that Navy's coming out offensively. First play, they get it outside to the slot back. Whenever you get the first carry to the slot back, that's a positive because that means you're going through your progressions and all your reads. This second play, Miller keeping it, picking up five. You like to see different ball carries, especially early in the game.
So second down and five for the Mids. Copeland in a three-point stance is the fullback. Howell on the right wing, and now with Miller on the run to the right, he's dragged down from behind. Collar down to the turf by Prince Shembo for Notre Dame. And a loss, in fact, of several inches to set the Mids up on a third and five plus.
That looks similar to last year when Navy played against Notre Dame, to where the game, where after every snap when Navy's on offense, the line of scrimmage didn't drop back 2 yards in their backfield. Example right there. Miller actually good. He held on to the ball. He had nowhere to go.
Mids were held at 2 yards or fewer by Notre Dame's defense last year on 13 of the first 24 rushing attempts. Miller off play action in the pocket. Settles in the pocket. Fires out to the far side of the field. Caught by G.G. Green. And a first down to the Notre Dame 39-yard line. Bought of the safety in coverage. Beaten by a step on a nice throw by Trey Miller.
Miller's great throwing the ball as far as for an option quarterback. He, you know, you line him up 7 yards deep in a traditional type of offense, he's not that type of quarterback. For option ball, he's great at getting the ball off quick release, got it out to Green. Doesn't have to be perfect, just get in the area and let your ball player make a play.
And Gigi really has proven to be a more than capable receiver as a slot for the Mids. A first and 10 for Navy, try to answer Notre Dame's game opening scores. Nelson on the right wing. Starts in motion left to the short side of the field left. Miller fakes the pitch, turns upfield, and Trey Miller with a dive for four. Able to duck between both Dan Fox and Capron Lewis Moore as we pause 10 seconds for the station ID on the Navy Football Network.
Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWT FM HD2 Manassas, WTOP FM HD2 Washington, WBQH Silver Spring.
Here at the Emerald Isle Classic, Aviva Stadium in Dublin, Ireland. Notre Dame leading Navy by a 6-0 count, but the Mids on a second down and seven after a pickup officially of three at the Irish 36 on the second series of the afternoon. Howell, left wing for the Mids, taken on the right wing. Copeland yet to carry as the fullback for Navy. Long play called by Miller. Inside fake. Pitch right for John Howell. Gathers it in and heads upfield. Lasso down at the waist and brought to the turf. Nice play there for Notre Dame on that stop.
And Ishak Williams, outside linebacker last year as a freshman, he was one of the players that really impressed us. One of Kelly's recruits that he bragged so much about going into the Navy game. He's getting a little bit more time now early in the game. But he's a rangy type of player who can get off the fullback and get to the quarterback to make a tackle.
With that run by John Howell and his first carry, a pickup of four, and now a third down and a long three for the Mids. Howell stutter steps off the left wing in motion in the backfield, then resets. Green on the right wing starts in motion. Inside fake by Miller, runs it left. Trey will keep. He's hit at the 30-yard line, tumbling forward, but not for a first down. Stopped about a half yard short of the first down conversion for the Mids.
No question, you go for it. The kicking game is not sound. You're fourth and short. Actually, before that, that was a nice play by Miller to get away of Teo, the linebacker, to pick up the 2 yards, even make it fourth and short.
And yet another tackle by Ishak Williams. Mids can't trade field goals for touchdowns anyway today. They've got to convert here on a fourth and short, down 6-0. Early in this matchup. Howell the left wing, Green on the right wing. Miller inside fake. Trey hit behind the line, and he's dropped at the line. Did not convert. Fox penetrating for the Irish. Teo was back there as well as an All-America linebacker.
Certain teams, when they've decided they're just going to go forward on you, running the same inside plays is not going to work. Prime example right there.
Oh, Manti Te'o was lined up in the gap.
He ran it down from the backside.
Absolutely.
I mean, that just shows you how great Manti Te'o is. He's going to be making an awful lot of money on Sundays in the coming years.
Manti Te'o, with his 37th career start today, coming off 13 tackles each of the last two games against the Mids. Notre Dame holds. Irish with 5:01 to go in the first have a 6-0 lead over the Mids. Navy football continues in a moment.
General Dynamics has been the Navy's partner for more than 100 years, designing, building, maintaining, and upgrading the finest submarines and surface combatants in the Navy fleet. General Dynamics, strength on your side.
Around the corner can be a physical place or a state of mind. BB&T is there, firmly rooted in our community. For more than 135 years, we've been sharing financial knowledge with our clients, our neighbors, our friends, and that's how you can bank today. More informed and more confident in your decisions so you can move in a brighter financial direction. BB&T, sharing knowledge for a brighter direction.
Member FDIC.
Get ready. This fall, Navy football is moving full speed ahead, and you won't want to miss it. Be there to see the full season of excitement at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium with Navy football season tickets. Order your seats today and make every game day your day in Annapolis. Get the best seats now by calling 1-800-US-4-NAVY or by logging on to NavySports.com. That's 1-800-US-4-NAVY or NavySports.com. Navy football, full speed ahead.
The men and women of the Boeing Company are proud to be a sponsor of U.S. Naval Academy football and proud to support the Naval Academy's commitment to engineering excellence and to developing leaders of character for our nation and the world. Go Navy!
Federal News Radio, the radio home of Navy athletics.
5:01 left on the clock in the opening quarter of the Emerald Isle Classic, this season opening matchup of Navy and Notre Dame here in Dublin. Fighting Irish scored on the first drive of the game, 11 plays, 75 yards. Theo Riddick ran it in from 11 yards out with a point after try failing wide right. It looked like they were poised to answer, but Navy on fourth and inches at the 30-yard line, stopped by Notre Dame. Omar Nelson, Pete Metters.
Well, the style of ball Navy plays is they try to wear you down. But we said it last year, and I'm going to say it again this year. You need big plays. It's going to be hard to continually have these drives, getting 6 yards, 5 yards, and get all the way down the field. Big plays are going to happen to get points on the board quickly.
Especially with a revamped Navy offensive line and a Notre Dame defensive front linebacking corps who last year manhandled the mids. Now Golson on first and 10, hands it off to Riddick, runs it right side, tripped up at the line by Jonathan Webb. Shoots up from the secondary for the mids to stop Theo Riddick on a run of two at the Irish 32.
I like the aggressiveness of Webb. We talked about the corners are going to have to come up stronger unless Notre Dame attacks him and throws it on him. If Notre Dame, they're going to have those deep handoffs, the corners are unblocked. They can come up and they can make tackles close to the line of scrimmage.
Only attempt for the Irish downfield in the air was mishandled by tight end Ben Koyak. Most of the passing thus far for Golson has been in the flat. Now he has the dangerous tight end lined up in H-back left Eifert. Stretch play and a run to the left for Atkinson. Season opening and squeezes through across the 35. Out to the 38-yard line, dropped on the play by Chris Ferguson as well as Matt Warren. And they stop him short of the first down marker by a yard and a half.
And a lot of rotation from Navy defensively, and everybody on the defense that play standing up. Nobody getting down in the stance, so therefore they could get moved side to side quickly.
No leverage, absolutely.
Haven't seen that since the Texas Bowl against Missouri. But that was with a two-man defensive front. Now the mids line up with Notre Dame on a third and one. In fact, Golson hands it off. A run to the left, a stutter step, and lowering his shoulders and pushing the pile again to pry his way for a first down. Theo Riddick on a rush to the 43-yard line. First and 10 for Notre Dame.
And Brian Kelly is showing a lot of patience. He figures if Navy's going to stand up, not going to try to play the leverage game, he's just going to run it forward. He's going to settle for the 5 or 6 yards. He hasn't gotten out of his comfort zone and tried to go downfield.
Kelly, 13-2 as a coach when the Irish outrushed the opposition. And last year, Notre Dame outrushed Navy in the opening half and pulling away to that lopsided wing. Now they empty the backfield with Golson in the shotgun set to join him, motioning from the left side. Atkinson hands on knees. Takes the handoff, runs it to the right, turns upfield across the 45, sprints to the midfield stripe and beyond. He's gone in the clear to the 30, down the left side, 20, to the 10, to the end zone. Touchdown, Notre Dame.
I think it was the formations in the shifting that confused Navy, because it was an outside play, but I think when you come out in the spread look and then you motion Atkinson in the backfield and then you give him the inside handoff, Navy was not prepared for that shifting. And once he got through the initial line of scrimmage, his speed took him all the way to the end zone.
He has sprinter speed, to say the least, and he has another touchdown, third of his career, in a brief stint against the midshipmen. Tausch on for the point after try, swings the right leg, and Nick Tausch able to convert, sneaking it inside the left upright. Notre Dame is 2 for 2, and 3:02 on the clock here in the opening quarter. Already a sense of urgency for the mids. They have to answer. They trail 13-0 in the Emerald Isle Classic, presented to you by the Gathering Ireland 2013. Now here's a word from your local affiliate on the Navy Football Network.
Their mission: defend our country from points all over the globe 24/7, 365 days a year.
They are the men and women of the United States military. Our mission? Support the finest fighting force in the world by providing them with advanced technology, training, and logistics. Wherever, whenever. Lockheed Martin, 100 years of accelerating tomorrow.
If you're in the military, part of a military family, or the DoD, you're family at Navy Federal, too. And since we're not-for-profit and member-owned, you're not just a member, you're an owner. That means everything we do is an effort to bring you higher savings rates, lower loan rates, and more. With free mobile banking, 24/7 account access online or on the phone, and over 45,000 free ATMs across America. Join today and get all the benefits that belong to you and your family. For more information, visit NavyFederal.org.
Navy football fans are the best fans around. So while you're cheering on your Navy team or celebrating a Navy victory with your friends, show everyone you're a good sport. Be responsible, be considerate of your fellow fans, and always designate a driver. It's part of every winning game plan. A message from Navy football and your friends at Anheuser-Busch, who remind you responsibility matters.
Federal News Radio, the radio home of Navy athletics.
Well, the new season is less than 12 minutes old with 3:02 to go on the clock of the opening quarter of the Emerald Isle Classic. The midshipmen defensively have watched Notre Dame go 75 yards on 11 plays, consuming nearly 6 minutes for a 6-0 lead, and then cover 70 yards on four plays, 56 of them on a run by George Atkinson III, shortly after Notre Dame stopped the mids on fourth and short. 1:59 time of possession on the second drive for Notre Dame. Tausch converts. It's a 13-0 lead for the Irish and a big deficit early for the midshipmen.
The big deficit, but the four-play drive is really what hurts the mids. The first 6 points, Navy, okay, you gave up 6 points, but you made them get into double digits as far as the number of plays they had to run and the time of possession. You counter with a drive, you don't get points, but you eat up a lot of clock. But then when you give up four plays in under 2 minutes, get a touchdown, that's when the game can get out of hand unless you can respond right now. A lot of pressure on the offense to respond this possession.
Well, the Mids came into this season with a big question mark regarding the defensive front. They tried a different tactic today with players in upright stances, but thus far unable to stop Notre Dame. Kick airborne right to left to Marcus Thomas. Returns right side across the 5 to the 10. Thomas to the 20-yard line. Hit at the 25, and he is dropped. Downfield for Notre Dame, and on the coverage, among several Irish tacklers, Jarrett Grace.
And being down 13-0 so early in the game, is Navy going to change their attack? We talked about trying to grind it out, having those multiple play type of drives, but we know that you have to get big plays. You got to get your big play players the ball like John Howe and G.G. Green in open space.
Trey Miller is under center with Green on the right wing for the Mids and the aforementioned Howell on the left wing. Inside handoff to Noah Copeland, first run of the game. Gains a yard maybe as he's pushed back by Eshak Williams. Contact was made inside as well. Stout for the Irish up front. Capron Lewis Moore, 300 plus pounds. You've got Lewis Nix the third at nose guard, 325. And Stephon Tuitt, who's a sophomore, 303 pounds.
Well, Tuitt and Nix, those guys are big and they can move. And they're rotating with other guys, so they're staying fresh.
Copeland,
that's the biggest
again
difference for Notre Dame the past couple years.
Copeland with a yard and a half officially on that rush, so second and long for the Mids. Play fake by Miller in the pocket, looks over the middle, now has to elude a rush and throws downfield and coming back to the ball to make a sliding attempt, unable to make the catch for the Mids. And what would have been a first down throw to midfield was Casey Bellina, who had four receptions last year. And again, he came back to the ball on a hook, but was unable to hold on with that low throw.
Impressed with Trey Miller under pressure.
This ball should have been caught.
To find the open guy. Molina has to catch that ball, but we got to find a positive. And then with Trey Miller, positive him looking at the rush, not staring at the rush, but going downfield and knowing where his receiver is and putting the ball there.
Able to maneuver a bit to his right and step up as well for the Mids, but now on a third down and A+, Miller on a straight deep drop back. Good pass protection. Throws down the middle. Catch is made and a first down for the Mids. Sean Lynch. Back at wide receiver from the secondary, runs it to the 44, tackled on the play by Bennett Jackson. Nice throw there with some zip over the middle.
A lot of zip. I mean, we're talking, he's putting the ball there, and Lynch, basic inside route, but he's able to catch the ball, but good protection. good protection for Trey Miller up front.
First and 10 now for the Mids. Ball in the near hash, the right hash, 155 to go in the first. Miller runs the option left, a pitch for Bo Snelson. Cuts it back outside to midfield. Snelson down the left side with a first down. Pollard out of bounds to the far sideline in front of the Navy bench at the 42. Jackson was over there as well with Mata.
Bob, we talked about with no Matt Aiken, no Brandon Turner, we've seen Sean Lynch make a great pass catch. That time, John O'Boyle with a great block and an even better raid by Snelson on the block to kick it outside and get the extra yardage.
Remember, last year, Lynch started the season opener in the secondary for the Mids. He was one of the most pleasant surprises back at receiver during preseason camp. Now first and 10 for Navy from the Notre Dame 42. Mids are down 13-0. Miller off the inside fake, runs the action right, and a bad pitch behind John Howell, who dives on the loose ball with a terrific recovery back at the 45 of Notre Dame. Really an unforced error for the Mids. Matthias Farley nearly covered up for the Irish. Great play by Howell, however, to save the possession.
A great play by Howell, and really not a lot of pressure under Miller. Just the pitch relationship was not that great behind John Howell, but Howell able to get back on the ball. At first, I thought Notre Dame got in the backfield quickly, but they didn't. Miller made the right read. He just didn't catch the ball well.
That one missed the strike zone. It was high and inside. Now tripped off to the left for the Mids with a slot receiver there. Counteraction to the short side right, and Miller is decked in the backfield. Hit from behind by Lewis Nix, the third, and waiting in front of the quarterback, Sheldon Day. The Mids take another step back, 2 yards on a loss. About a half minute to go here in the opening quarter.
Nix getting up with a little emotion. He made a nice play. Little pushing and using Trey Miller to help himself get up off the pile, and the referees told him, hey, relax, big fella.
Third down and 15 for the Mids. To the shotgun formation, a new look for Navy this season. Again, trips to the wide side left, and a high snap gathered in, and a bobble by Miller. He looks to run, escapes the rush, drifting to his left, dumps it off in the left flat, and on the carry for the midshipman, tackled shy of the 45-yard line, the fullback Copeland. No Copeland able to get back to the line of scrimmage, where the Mids will face a 4th and 15, and good work again by Miller to avoid a loss on the final play of the opening quarter, and an opportunity with a timeout for the Mids to try to regroup. It's the Emerald Isle Classic here in Dublin. Thus far, it's been all Fighting Irish. Notre Dame 13, Midshipmen nothing. This game being presented to you by The Gathering Ireland. Navy football continues in a moment.
Military families are just different. You just have to live it to understand.
Fortunately, at USAA, we understand just how unpredictable and challenging a military life can be. That's why our commitment to serve the financial needs of our military, veterans, and their families is without equal. For more information, call 866-461-USAA or go to usaa.com. We know what it means to serve. Let us serve you. Membership eligibility restrictions apply. USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates.
The Naval Academy Athletic Association boasts one of the broadest intercollegiate athletic programs in the nation, with midshipmen competing in 32 varsity sports. Navy successes in each of these sports has been well prodigal, and the roll call of varsity end winners includes Super Bowl quarterback Roger Staubach, Olympic dream teamer David Robinson, and the first American in space, Alan Shepard. Join the team behind these great midshipmen student athletes, the Naval Academy Athletic Association. Call 1-800-US-4-NAVY or log on to NavySports.com.
Let Xfinity Internet transform all of your devices into turbojets of web surfing. Slow DSL is nothing like this. Ask how to get the Xfinity Triple Play from Comcast for $89.99 a month for 12 months, with Xfinity Stream Picks included for a year. Or ask how you can step up and get double the internet speed at no extra cost. Tomorrow could be awesome if you call today. Xfinity, the future of awesome. Call 1-800-XFINITY now. Offer ends 9/23/12. Restrictions apply. Equipment installation taxes and fees extra. Visit Comcast.com for details.
Seattle, Afghanistan. Houston, Iraq. Pittsburgh, South Korea. The USO makes troops feel at home, even when they're thousands of miles away from it. And for over 40 years, Northrop Grumman has proudly teamed up with them to serve the military and their families around the world. From sending care packages to troops to sponsoring the Wounded Warrior Program. Learn more at USO.org. That's the value of performance. Northrop Grumman. Watch the Military Bowl, presented by Northrop Grumman, December 27th at 3 p.m. at RFK Stadium and on ESPN.
Federal News Radio, the radio home of Navy athletics.
And our first half game summary from the Emerald Isle Classic here in Dublin is presented to you by The Gathering Ireland 2013. Be part of it. Well, Notre Dame has a 13-0 lead after the opening quarter of play on an 11-yard run by Theo Riddick, and as well a George Atkinson dash of 56 yards. Pair of running backs felling the suspended Sierra Wood, each with a score today. You look at the total offense thus far through the opening quarter, 135 yards for Notre Dame. 11 rushing attempts, 107 for the Irish for the mid 65 total yards, including just 38 on the ground off 11 carries.
For Notre Dame, you can see that they're going to stick with the run. Kelly just wants his victory, especially at that 0-2 start last year. He's going to be conservative. He's going to be close to the vest. He's going to keep it on the ground until Navy makes him put in the air.
I was going to say, right now, Everett Golson is into the game very easily. All he has to do is hand off. The one thing that is most absent here, remember 2 years ago at the Meadowlands, the Mids killed Notre Dame with Alexander Teach at the fullback spot.
Yes.
Fullback has zero carries so far in this game today.
Now on to punt for the midshipmen. Pablo Beltran, last year, handled the duties as a punter, averaging 38 yards per kick as a freshman. Set to return for the Irish to our left. Inside the 10-yard line is Devontae Neal, a freshman, who sees this punt sail over his head into the middle of the end zone, hopping across the end line, in fact, for a touchback for Notre Dame. So the Irish, with their third possession of the day, to originate from the 20 again, trying to pull further away from the Mids out to a 13-0 advantage. And our second quarter is brought to you by Lockheed Martin. We never forget who we're working for. And by USAA, proud to support the Navy football team. Everett Golson, first-time starter, of course, a redshirt freshman quarterback for the Irish, but one who passed for more than 11,000 yards and 151 touchdowns during his South Carolina high school career. Takes a shotgun snap, hands it off to Riddick, and then he reverses with a pitch to Devontae Neal, runs it left side across the 25-yard line, stumbling in the open field and dragged down by Parrish Gaines. Neal, with that rush, picks up 6 yards for Notre Dame, make it 7, in fact, with the ball spotted down on that far side of the field at the 27.
And another example of Golson being able to be in the game, but all the different types of plays and feeding all the different players the ball. Real relaxed opening quarter and open the second quarter for the young man.
Irish now have a pair of receivers to the wide side, right on a second down and three. Golson on a handoff up the middle, running it through the right side, eventually off a cut. Theo Riddick, and another first down for Notre Dame, running at will on the Mids. Riddick rushes to the 32, brought down by Trevez Bush et al.
And that's a name, first time we've said Trevez Bush, back to the safety position, not able to get up there in the action as much as he used to when he was outside linebacker. But he's the type of player that can make plays. Whenever he's around the ball, you kind of wait to see if that ball is going to pop out because he's a ball hawk.
Remember, the Mids' most significant losses on defense up front. And now with Notre Dame controlling the line of scrimmage, a first and 10 for the Irish early in the second with a 13-0 lead. Tight end Nicholas motions right to left. He's enormous. Hand off on a stretch left for Theo Riddick. Cuts it back inside. Runs it for a first down and more down the far side. Tackled by Chris Ferguson and shoved out of bounds at the Notre Dame 49-yard line. But another first down pickup and again a quick cut to open turf.
And when Notre Dame, when the inside linebackers for Navy, French, cannot get outside and jump in that hole, it's going to be yardage behind it because of the commitment that Buddy Green has for his safeties coming up, and the corners have to play tighter. The linebackers have to shoot those gaps or be able to meet that running back at that point outside the tackles behind.
So first and 10 for Notre Dame, moving left to right here on the second ball, just short of midfield from the Irish 49. Twin tight end set. Play action fake by Golson. A lot of time to rifle down the far side, and that pass is incomplete. Parrish Gaines along with Chris Ferguson double teaming on the coverage opposite DeVaris Daniels. He may have come up with a catch in front of the Navy bench, and in fact closer to the Navy bench than the Navy sideline.
Golson really late delivering that football. Receiver came out of his break and the ball still hadn't been released. Outstanding man-to-man coverage though by Parrish Gaines on the play.
I'd say great coverage by Gaines. If he throws it on time, Gaines might be able to jump that route.
Gaines really emerged last year in the second half against East Carolina. Second and 10, a shotgun snap again, a play fake by Golson. Time in the pocket, throws it out to the right side, and that time he makes the connection with Daniels, who runs it across the 20-yard line, tackled at the 15. There is a flag on the play, however, back at the 33.
This is going to be the Eron Riley play. He ran out of bounds. The question is, was he forced out by the defender or did he run out?
Kenny Amatalolo, the Navy coach.
And that's what they're talking about now.
Lobbying for the call with a Big East crew on the field, and it looks like we're going to get a pass interference call with a push out of bounds.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
But to explain what happens is when a receiver goes out of bounds and he's not pushed, he can't come back in and be the first person to touch the ball. But because the referee determined he was pushed out of bounds, he can come back in and and catch the football.
So this time, second attempt for Golson to Daniels. He's able to connect. And a first down for the Irish as a result from the mid 16-yard line. Hand off to Riddick. Started left, cut back right. And Riddick lowers the shoulders, taken down short of the 10-yard line. You've got an injured midshipman who came up to make the stick.
And
that does not look good.
No, he's not.
Does not look good whatsoever. Jordan Drake was one of the two tacklers for the mids. The other player collaborating on that hit hasn't moved since contact was made, and he was leading with his head. And I don't want to venture a guess as to the number. It is a number two, and we believe, based on what CBS is showing, there's a five as well, and that would make it Jonathan Webb from the Navy secondary. But he is surrounded now by medical personnel. It didn't sound good, and by no means did that look good in any way.
Looking at the replay, Bob, he came up, made direct helmet-to-helmet contact right there. He was the first guy to make contact with Riddick.
I think I saw Webb move his arm a little bit after the staff got out there, and then I think they told him not to move.
And we'll hold our breath and not speculate as we head to a timeout. 12:45 to go, second quarter. And again, Jonathan Webb on the field for the mid, surrounded by medical personnel. Notre Dame will have a second down forthcoming with 12:45 on the clock as noted, and a 13-0 lead here in the second from Dublin. This game is being presented to you by The Gathering Ireland. Navy football continues in a moment.
From the T-45 to the E-2, the Joint Strike Fighter to the V-22, Rolls-Royce Defense is proud of its partnership with Naval Aviation. Here's to another century of naval air power.
If you're in the military, part of a military family, or the DoD, you're family at Navy Federal too. And since we're not-for-profit and member-owned, you're not just a member, you're an owner. That means everything we do is an effort to bring you higher savings rates, lower loan rates, and more. With free mobile banking, 24/7 account access online or on the phone, and over 45,000 free ATMs across America. Join today and get all the benefits that belong to you and your family. For more information, visit NavyFederal.org.
Whether you're Irish-born, bred, or Irish in spirit, you'll want to join in this year-long celebration of Ireland, its people, and everything Irish. 2013 is the year of the gathering, when Ireland invites the world to join in celebrating its music, culture, festivals, fun, and lots more. Don't miss this opportunity to experience Ireland like never before, or organize your own gathering. For more information, visit thegatheringireland.com.
DRS Technologies is the go-to provider of defense technology to the U.S. military. Since 1968, we've delivered quality products and services on time, every time. Visit us at DRS.com. DRS is a proud supporter of Navy athletics.
Federal News Radio, the radio home of Navy athletics.
Here in Dublin at the Emerald Isle Classic, pairing Notre Dame and Navy, a 13-0 lead for the Fighting Irish, threatening to score again with a second down coming up early in the second quarter from the Navy 13-yard line. Jonathan Webb in on a tackle against Notre Dame running back Theo Riddick, injured and alarmingly so when he went down to the turf, immobile initially after leading with his head on the hit. Remained motionless for some time, surrounded by medical personnel, taking, of course, every precautionary step before rolling him to his back and now assisting him off to the far side, and a collective sigh of relief from 50,000 here at Aviva Stadium.
It's hard to speculate, and that's why you don't want to see what happened, but we did see some movement earlier, so therefore we felt okay. At least, you know, we see that's a positive sign.
Second down coming up for the Irish, a second and five. In fact, H-back left, Golson hands it off to Riddick, runs it through the left side with a carry to the five-yard line inside to the four. Bri French with the first contact for the mids, but again, a sprint through the line of scrimmage, and it's first and goal to go for the Irish.
Sometimes you just have to give the coaching staff credit for good game recognition. And Kelly understands inside the tackle, straight ahead, is how you need to attack Navy's defense, especially when their D-line is not getting down in three-point stances.
How many times over the last decade have we talked about opposing coaches,
yes,
and offensive coordinators try to outsmart themselves and not running the ball against the mids? Irish sticking with a solid and sound game plan on the ground. Riddick is the lone setback. He takes the handoff, runs it left side, and this time good penetration by Matt Warwick from the linebacker spot, helping the defensive line to take down the ball carrier Riddick for no gain. So it's second and goal to go from the mid five.
When you get beat 35-17 your first game, at Notre Dame against Navy, you realize maybe I need to go back and look at these tapes. But again, that time, a good job of Navy being stout and getting to the ball carrier for no gain.
The greatest criticism against Charlie Weiss in the games he coached against the Midshipmen was the unwillingness to run the ball consistently. The one time he really did, it was a lopsided game late into the fourth quarter in an Irish victory against the Mids. Now Golson back to the shotgun. Trips right, but he's looking left. Throws the fade to the corner. Eifert comes down with a catch, seemingly out of bounds, and he was. Tyler Eifert pushed off a bit against Parrish Gaines. Good coverage by the Mids corner.
Parrish Gaines, he's a physical corner. One thing, he's tall and lanky, and you don't think of him being physical because you won't see him come up making a strong hit. But outside with receivers, and that time against All-American tight end, he's physical and strong enough to push these players around and keep them from catching the ball.
That's 6'2", 296 pounds, holding his own against 6'6", 251, as an award winner last year, a Walter Camp, an AP second team All-American, Tyler Eifert. We'll have a replay review. And it's the first time, by the way, we should note that a Navy-Notre Dame game is being played in some time with both a Big East crew on the field and a Big East replay official in the booth, because in the past, when the Mids went to South Bend, we had a Big East replay official but an ACC crew on the field. Now Navy, of course, transitioning to the Big East to join that conference in 2015, also with Big East officials for all Navy games, at least as contracted.